Good morning, and welcome to the weekly operations brief. Let's jump right into the supplier numbers. There's a great story developing this month. If we look at month to date, both Coors and Miller are showing some really nice growth over last year, up about 18% and 27% respectively. That's a great sign and shows some strong September execution from our teams.
It is, and it's great to see that positive momentum. That said, we know the year-to-date numbers for those brands are still lagging, and a big piece of our path forward lies in our warehouse operations. I'm looking at the potential out-of-stocks report, and it's highlighting some clear areas for improvement.
I saw that. What's the core issue we need to tackle?
It looks like our inventory process needs a tune-up. The bin counting activity report shows a significant number of uncounted bins. This inaccuracy flows downstream and creates challenges, leading to core products like Coors Light and Blue Moon appearing on the out-of-stock list, especially in our Metro warehouse.
That's our top priority then. The timing is critical. I was just reading in Brewbound that Constellation Brands lowered their guidance for the year. That's a huge opportunity for us to gain back share with Coors and Miller, but we can only do that if our key SKUs are consistently in stock.
Exactly. The sales team can capitalize on a competitor's weakness only if we provide them with the inventory to do it. This is an all-hands-on-deck issue for operations. Our mission is to get our inventory accuracy dialed in so we can press that advantage.
Okay, let's pivot to some fantastic news that highlights what happens when we are in stock. Red Bull is absolutely on fire. Year to date, we're up almost 22%. That's over a $1.2 million increase from last year. Incredible work by everyone involved.
The team is crushing it, and that massive growth makes it even more critical to nail our inventory. We're seeing some Red Bull SKUs pop up on the watch list simply because demand is so high. We have to stay ahead of it.
The pressure is only going to increase. With PepsiCo strengthening its partnership with Celsius and other players like AIM Energy entering the market, the energy space is getting more competitive. Flawless execution on Red Bull is how we protect and expand our lead.
You're right. It's all about execution, especially as we transition to our fall seasonals. The news feeds are buzzing with new releases like Angry Orchard's Thriller Pack.
It's an exciting time of year. I see we're getting low on Angry Orchard Crisp Apple in the Western branch. Let's make sure we have replenishment orders in the pipeline. It's tough to get a retailer excited about a new variety pack when the flagship is low. This is a chance for us to be proactive.
Good call, and as we sell through the last of Leinenkugel's Summer Shandy, that's our cue to peg it hard to Yuengling Oktoberfest. Let's ensure our inventory on that is solid so the sales team has the green light.
That focus on data and process is key. I was looking at the pick productivity numbers and saw some data that needs cleaning up. One report showed Mark Johnson picking over 5,000 cases an hour. He's good, but not a superhero. Getting that data clean will give us a much clearer picture of our real productivity.
It all flows together. That brings us to another growth area, health and wellness. I saw a piece on botanicals being key drivers in the space.
We're seeing that in our numbers. Liquid Death is up over 20% year to date for us, and Good to Grow is up almost 10%. Those are fantastic bright spots. I also see FIFCO is up 10%, so those Seagram's Escapes are performing well.
It's a portfolio game, and our portfolio is strong. An article in Brewbound talked about warehouses needing the right equipment for a growing number of SKUs. That's true. But our focus this week is on the process. Our replenishment and counting procedures are what will unlock our full potential.
Agreed. Let's end on a forward-looking note. Football season is beer season. Coors Light, Miller Lite, Yuengling, these are the brands that win on game day. Let's make sure our operations are primed to help the sales team win.
Absolutely. For our ops team, the mission is clear. Let's attack that bin counting number this week. It is the single biggest lever we can pull to improve everything else downstream. Better accuracy means smoother replenishment and fewer out-of-stocks. It's a challenge, but I know our crew can get it done. Let's have a great and productive week.